Worst Case Scenario, written by Helen Fitzgerald and read by Kathleen McCarran. It was 12:10 Friday, and Liam McDowell was a no-show. Mary dialed the Governor of Lowfield on her ancient work-issue BlackBerry. "Tell me you changed your mind, Kay. You're keeping him in?" The Governor wasn't usually on first-name bases with social workers, let alone first letter, but Karen and Mary went way back to the glory days, when terrorists had luxury wings and better food, and when sex offenders wore sex offender-coloured polo shirts. Kay and Mary had met 10 years before in the staff gym, when overweight Kay was thrown from her runaway treadmill. The unfortunate incident had been on replay in security ever since. And ever since, Mary and Karen had attended the pub on Fridays. "Nup is your problem now," Karen said. "But he's been waylaid by a flock of adoring misogynists and some loud lesbians."
"Any cute ones?"
"Not a one. You in the Toyota Shite-mobile? I'll make sure you get through to the G4S entrance and we'll get you to him, then head off left, not the motorway. Get him out of here." Police cars and media vans filled the Lowfield driveway. An officer spotted Mary's car, which was stuck halfway along, and cleared the way through to the G4S entrance, which was beside the steps to the main door. To the left of the steps was a group of women and a few skinny men yelling, "Women hold up half the sky! Women hold up half the sky!" Mary had never heard that expression before, and she wondered why her arms weren't better toned if it was so. The women's banners read, "Infidelity is not an excuse for murder. Domestic violence is about gender," and "Stop the slaughter." On the other side of the entrance were the men, about 40 of them, holding placards. "Men need protection from abusive wives. 90% of suicides are men." And, "You want gender equality? Good. I don't want to pay. I don't want to open doors. I don't want to go to war. I don't want to die to save you." Mary should have realised sooner, she supposed, that Dr. Liam McDowell, his face, his words, his experience, was the perfect eye for a long brewing storm.